Well, also in studio this morning, Dr. Amy Muchnick from the Missouri State University Music Department, coming up on Monday night in Hammond's Hall. And this is why Amy is here, to talk about the Q Arte String Quartet from Bogota, Colombia, making a guest appearance here in Springfield at Hammond's Hall. It'll be a concert at 7:30 p.m. Monday evening, sponsored by the MSU Music Department. It also is free and open to the public. Now, how did they get to Springfield?
Can I do a segue from the last, from Meredith's?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah. The White String Quartet, which was the student string quartet, in 2012 actually made the finals, went all the way to the finals of the MTNA competition. This was in New York City. They didn't win, but boy, it was quite a ride.
Oh, no kidding.
And when they got home, President Smart said, you know, we have a really important alumni event in Beijing, China. I'd like you to come and play. And that started this very interesting collaboration. We've started to recruit out of China and out of South America as well. And I've traveled to China. It'll be my sixth time coming up here in December.
Yeah, you've gone over a lot, I know.
It is so inspirational to go over there and teach and see if anybody would like to come to MSU and get a master's degree. And we're having a lot of success with that, both in China and Colombia. So this was all kind of started by President Smart asking the White String Quartet, who won the MTNA competition,
to go over to China to play.
Exactly. And so we're very grateful for that. And this is one of the reasons why this quartet is coming. Last year, I went down to Bogota, Colombia to meet with...
I didn't know that there was a relationship between MSU and Colombia.
Yes, we have partner institutions all over the world. And you know, China is becoming huge for us.
Of course.
Also, we are now working on an agreement with the Bogota Conservatory as we speak.
Well, there are several major universities in Colombia that have great music departments.
Right, and I'll be conducting the orchestra at in Pereira. We do have an agreement with UTP there. So... we're really branching out, and we're also Dr. Hayes, Dr. Hybor, and Dr. Hong will be going to Colombia to do a recital in Bogota and Pereira. So we're really doing an exchange, and this is becoming so important for our students in a matter of cultural competence and cultural exchange. I mean, I brought my chamber orchestra over to China in 2013. Mm. And, you know, all the kids were like, oh, God, we don't speak Chinese. What are we going to do? And it ended up being an amazing match. You know, music definitely is an international language.
It absolutely is. Now, the Q Arte String Quartet has as its mission the propagation of Latin American music written for string quartet, and they focus especially on contemporary Colombian composers as well as trying to explore new sounds.
Right.
So, and they are all string professors from the major music departments at the universities in Colombia.
Yeah, Bogota specifically, mm-hmm. Bogota Conservatory.
Right.
And I got to do master classes over there last year and meet with them. They are just amazing musicians, wonderful people.
You can find them on YouTube.
Yes, you can. And
playing Hinastera and all kinds of different things.
Oh, yeah. They're extremely talented, really interesting musicians. And... This has been made possible by a lot of people, and I need to say thank you to the music department,
yes,
to the College of Arts and Letters, the Office of Diversity and Inclusion and International Programs, and of course the English Language Institute, which has supported our English for Musicians program for these students that are coming over from China and South America. And so this is free. On the Hammond's Hall stage, so it's going to be nice and cozy.
Well, but the way these folks play, they'll fill the hall with sound.
Oh, definitely.
Now, what kind of music are they going to be playing? I mean, obviously, it will be Colombian composers and other Latin American music.
Right. We will go to Colombia, Argentina, and Mexico in this basic – this runs about an hour.
So composers like Revueltas.
Revueltas from Mexico doing music of the festival. Really interesting, this composer Gabriela Ortiz.
Yes.
Altar of the Dead. Really interesting look at Mayan Aztec mythology, and it's a really interesting piece. Sweet Colombiana by Gentil Montoya. is actually a guitar piece that he rewrote for string quartet. So that could be very interesting. The most prolific composer, I had no idea, Ateortúa. Blas Emilio Ateortúa. That was pretty good.
Yeah, very good.
My Spanish is not
very good,
that great.
In fact.
Has the look of Bartók and Ginastera, but he wrote so much music. And so now I want to have my string players play some of his music. It's really interesting stuff. Film music, opera, everything. So they're going to start with his quartet number 6, and then Gustavo Leone from Argentina, quartet number 4. And then Suite Colombiana, which is the guitar piece, and then Intermission, and Revueltas, and then Ortiz. So it's going to be a really wonderful evening of, you know, I usually come here and talk about opera, Bach,
sure.
Beethoven, or Brahms. So.
Right, right. This is something very different.
Yeah, this is going to be off the charts. So come on down, and it's free, and it'll be wonderful.
The Cuarte String Quartet from Bogota, Colombia, performing a free concert of Latin American music for string quartet. Monday evening, November 7th, 7:30 p.m. in the Juanita K. Hammonds Hall for the Performing Arts, of course, sponsored by the MSU Music Department, and it is free and open to the public. You don't have any – if you're interested in contemporary string quartet music, you'd have no reason not to go.
Right.
And you can call Amy at 836-6858 for information if you'd like.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Dr. Amy Muchnick from the University of Music Department, and – thanks for being here.
Thank you, Randy.
We'll see you later.